Flying into New York was, of course, jaw-dropping. The energy and sound of that city, with all those mythical buildings whizzing past the car window as we were driven to the hotel. Our first concerts were at the Academy of Music in Manhattan, and we were given police escorts to gigs. The Dave Clark Five was also on the bill, but was our billing as the Kings a portent for how this tour would turn out? After New York, we headed to Illinois, where we played in Chicago. Then, via Denver, we headed to the West Coast, concerts in Sacramento, Stockton, Hollywood, Los Angeles, San Francisco, then onwards to places like Honolulu and Seattle, with a final date in Vancouver. As soon as we left New York, weird shit started happening. The night we played Chicago was also Ray's 21st birthday, and the audience couldn't have been nicer, and he was presented with a huge birthday cake. But the following day, our concert in Louisville was cancelled because the promoter hadn't sold enough tickets. Stockton was also cancelled because not enough tickets had been sold. At other venues, we refused to go on over arguments about money. Our concert in Springfield did go ahead, and the promoter was one John Wayne Gacy. He threw us a party after one show, and I thought he was a really nice guy, which shows what a good judge of character I was in those days.